This will be a part three here, and I can't get away from it. I'm sure other preachers have went along this route.
Last him long.
I've titled this, God's Great, Wonderful Salvation.
Praise
Nothing any better in the whole world than God's salvation.
Amen.
There's no other gift any better, any sweeter, any more precious.
That's right.
It'll save you here, and it'll save you in eternity.
Lord,
God's wonderful God. And great salvation. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, the Hebrew word for that means I want you to take notice what I am saying. Behold, pay attention to what I'm going to tell you because it's so important. Behold, take it to heart what I am going to tell you. Isaiah is saying this is God's message to you. To you, behold, God is what?
My
salvation. He can be the salvation of the whole world if they want it. Mm-hmm. God is my salvation. I will what?
Trust
and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is
my
strength. And what?
My song.
In other words, he's the reason that I live. He's the reason that I've got hope. He's the reason I've got joy and peace down in my soul. And I've got a song to tell the world about. He also, what? Is. Underscore it. Highlight it. He is. Become. My salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He has become. My salvation. Now, the Hebrew and the Greek definition for salvation, I'll go over it. In that word, salvation means to save, to heal, to deliver from the power of the enemy, to deliver from the power of sin, to rescue in the time of trouble, to come to the aid of. And to help you in the time of need.
Amen.
To come to your aid. To keep you. And to preserve you.
Amen.
Both body, heart, and soul. That's what God's salvation will do.
Yeah.
It'll change you. It'll preserve you. It'll save you when you're in trouble. It'll heal you when you're sick and afflicted. It's all wrapped up in salvation. Aren't you glad of that this morning?
Amen.
We're going to go somewhere. I don't know, man. I've got page after page after page here. But listen. Isaiah said, God is become my salvation. When nothing else worked, when it all looked hopeless, when everything failed, when everything was falling apart, that's when my God likes to work.
Praise God.
What are you saying, sweet Holy Ghost, to us through the prophet this morning? Trust God. Do not be afraid. When things get desperate, God will show up in His time.
Woo! Amen.
In my hardest time and place of difficulty, that's when God becomes my salvation. Can I say this morning, He who saved us will continue being our Savior and our Deliverer.
Yes.
He will secure us. He will sustain us. The God who loved you and saved you will keep you if you will serve Him. Listen, when everything around you is bad, that's when the Lord becomes your salvation again and again and again.
Amen.
Well, glory to God. We always say I was saved at such a day on a Sunday night at this time of a night I was saved. No, in one respect, yes, He saved you from sin, but you were born again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We say that Jesus saved. He saved me. Yes, He did. He saved me from a life of drugs. He saved me from a life of alcohol. He saved me from a filthy mouth. Come on now. The bar stools. He brought me out of rock and roll music. That's what God did. Amen. In the store one time and listening, they had across the intercom music of playing acid rock. Said, put your finger to the trigger and blow it all away. Put your finger to the trigger and blow it all away. I want you to know this morning, the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy you. He don't want you going to heaven. He wants to take you down to the pits of hell with him. I thought of all the influence in this world. I was a going down. I was going down in a pit. I had one foot in a hell. And Brother Scotty and the other was a slipping into that mire, and I was getting ready to go over into hellfire. I could feel the fire burning around my feet, but I called on God. I said, Lord, help me. I'll serve you. I don't want to die lost. I don't want to go to hell, but I want to go to heaven. And can I tell you, his hand reached further down than I could ever reach up. He still saves over and over again.
Amen. Man.
That night that I gave my heart to him, I was born again inside. Inside, I was changed. My nature was changed. It took on a new birth.
That's right.
Christ came on the inside. Jesus. Have you ever let him in? Have you ever asked him?
Bless him, Lord.
Come in my heart and change
me,
Lord.
Brother.
Come and save me.
Come on.
Now listen, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. We ain't completely there yet. There's things in our life we have to watch and say, Lord, I want to serve you. Amen. Hallelujah to God.
Bless you, Lord.
God's salvation will not let you go down.
Oh, God.
It'll not let you perish.
Amen.
God's salvation, if you'll hold on to the Lord, it'll not let you be defeated.
Or be
destroyed. God is bigger than anything in this world. He's bigger than any problem,
right,
any sin.
Amen.
We go, listen, we go from trouble to trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to the Christians this morning, it seems like we go from the valley to the mountaintop and we slide back down in the valley, and if we're there for a while, we have to learn to press our way through that valley. So we go from trouble to trouble. Corinthians says we go from glory to glory. Can you say, I'm glad for the times of glory? I'm glad for the times of glory. That's what keeps me going, is from glory to glory. I have my trouble. I have my trouble. I have my afflictions. Come on, I have my battles. But thank God for the glory that comes. Ain't you better than it? Stick a little hand up. Just wait to be Jesus. He's so precious. He's so real.
Thank you, mighty God.
So he keeps us saving us. He becomes my salvation again and again and again.
Right.
Over and over. Facing the impossible. You ever been there?
Yeah.
What do you do when you are facing the impossible, and when you come up against the hardest circumstance in your life? What do you do? When it looks like there's no way through, and the enemy says you're stuck right where you are, it'll never get any better.
Blessed be God.
You'll not get through this problem. You'll not get over it. There'll be no victory in this trial. And then you're tempted by the devil. Tempted by the enemy of your soul.
Man, bless him, Lord.
To say,
bless him.
Nothing good can come out of this mess.
Glory to God. Come on, brother.
My Lord, that's when he becomes my salvation again.
Speak to God.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, he becomes my deliverer. He becomes my waymaker again and again and again. Glory, glory, glory. Don't you know that our blessings and our deliverances in our past are stepping stones of faith? And that's exactly what the enemy would like to do, is to erase your memory, to get you to forget the times God's blessed you, the times that God's used you, the times that God's come through and helped you, He wants you to focus on the bad around you and not on the past blessings and the victories that you've tasted and you rejoice and been blessed by the Lord. He don't want you looking back to those times. My Lord, I feel you here this morning. He'd like to take those good memories away from you. Oh, but listen, our past blessings and our deliverances are stepping stones of faith to help us cross over the next difficult stream that we come to. Our trials that we are facing right now are preparing us right now. They are conditioning us. They're working for us. I want you to know it might look dark, but God's all working on the other end. God's all working sometimes doing His best work in the darkest night that you could ever go through. God's all doing a work. Our trials condition us. Our trials are preparing us for something better.
Amen.
Our trials and our problems is building in us a faith that will stand the test. Trials are meant to strengthen you. They increase your determination and willpower to hold on to God. This is when you reach down to the very bottom of your soul and you draw from your past. That's when you reach way down and say, God, down deep in me, you put something in there a long time ago, and I'll never forget the call and the draw and the blessings and the sweet presence of the Lord. The times that you move, I reach way down in the recesses of my soul and I say, God, you're still real. You're still alive. I still believe in you. In the hard times that I face, I've got an experience that I can say, God, it's become my salvation again and again. God's got an again for you this morning. Give Him a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Thank
you. He's got an again for you. If He moved once, God can do it again. If He brought you out once, He'll do it again. He does it over and over, and He never loses any mercy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, spiritually speaking,
bless Him,
Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Come on.
I mean, 47 and a half years. That's a lot of years serving God.
Yeah, man. Bless Him.
There've been times I've doubted Him, times that I fought unbelief, times I have fell on my face, times that I didn't pass the trial. But listen, I can go back. I can recall that memory. Listen, when I get to a stream, how many's got a creek around your house, or you been around a creek?
Yeah.
Has the water ever been up and rushing and everything? Well, you don't want to get your feet wet, do you? You don't want to fall right down and just drown, do you? No. You know what I've done? Going squirrel hunting.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Behind my house, there's a creek. And I go down there and I find a place where it's not very deep, but I find a rock right there. And I say, if I can make it to that rock right there, there's another right over here. Yeah. And there's another right over here. I won't fall. Hallelujah. I won't get wet.
Right.
So you know what I do? I muster the strength. Come on, we go. from mountain to mountaintop. We go from glory to glory. Yes, we got trouble. Yes, raging screams and afflictions come. But all that's within me, come on, I have to reach right down in the very lowest part of my soul. I've got to make it to the other side. That's what God's saying this morning. You know what I do? The Lord says there's a way across, son. You can make it. And I get over here and I take a running coat and I jump over to that high place. Praise the Lord. I've made it this far and I believe I can make it across the stream. And I rock back and forth. I'm telling you, we're living in a time that we have to muster up the willpower within our heart and say, I can make it. If I have to crawl, if I have to jump, if I have to take a run and go, I'm going. I make it to that high point. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I rock back and forth and I jump over to that rock. Well, I look back. I say, I've come this far by faith. I've come this far by determination. I'm halfway and I ain't going to stop now. Give him a praise, church. We've come this far. And I don't believe we have to go down. I believe we're going across. I said, I believe the church is going over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, I got two more stones. I don't know how many more high places God's got between you and glory, but you're going to make it this morning. Why don't you stand flat-footed and stomp your feet and say, devil, you've lied to me long enough. You've had me down. My Lord, let me see what waits on me on the other side. There is victory. I rock back and forth. I've got a desire down deep in my heart. I want to make it. And I jump to the next place. I look across. I say, I'm closer home than I was when I first started. Oh, look what the Lord's done for me. Oh, look how far the Lord has helped me. He's given me strength to get me to where I am this morning.
Come on, brother.
One more. We're down to the closing moments. It might be one more day. One more month. Jesus is a coming. I can't go down now. I refuse to look back and say I can't do it. I will make it. Hallelujah.
God.
Made it to the other side. I made it to the other side. Hallelujah, God. I can praise him. I can worship him. Come on, draw from the recesses of your soul. And look what God has brought you from and what he's done for you.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Determination.
Blessed be
desire.
Hallelujah.
It'll keep you alive.
Oh, yes.
Blessed be God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's in the hard times that we learn to stand.
Oh, God.
Your trials build in you a resistance when pressure comes.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Tell it.
Builds in you a resistance.
So true.
God,
when pressures increase,
blessing Jesus.
Come on, Jesus.
Blessing Lord.
They're working in you.
Yes.
And they're working for you. And exceeding an eternal way of glory.
Glory to God.
Working in me.
Blessing Lord.
This is what draws you closer to the Lord. You become a partaker of his glory.
Amen.
But it ain't without suffering.
Bless him, Lord.
Right.
This is when you get to see God's glory manifested.
Yes.
And he strengthens you inwardly. It's in your trials that God puts something in you that the devil cannot make you doubt. And cannot make you deny. How many's glad you've been born in the fire? Praise be to the Lord. I've been through the floods and I've come through the fire, and it's bounced up and down inside of me. Well, praise the Lord. I believe I can make it. Give him a praise this morning. Love him this morning. Woo! It's a working for you, a far more exceeding and eternal way to glory. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. Let it work on you now and prepare you for that day.
Yes. Yes. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory. The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. The rainbow always shows up after the storm. The stars shine the brightest in the darkest of night.
Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord.
It's in these times that you say, I've been here in these hard places before.
Oh, yeah.
It might be a different trial this time, but I have proved my God to be faithful. And I know what he's brought me from, and I know where I've been.
Yes.
I've had my times, and I've sure had my battles. But those experiences have taught me to trust in God more and more.
Man, that's right, brother.
And he becomes my salvation again. Brother Scott, I just thought of you again. I know I used you the last week you was here. God became your salvation again. Again. All the trips to the hospital, taking the cancer treatments. Barely able to go. Tell the church again. Go ahead, tell
them. I went back to my last cancer treatment, and they got my blood work back. He said, you're 100% cancer-free. Then I want to see you in December. And he said, after that, if you have no problems, I'll see you in 5 years.
Praise God.
Praise the church. Come on, let's praise God for that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what God does. That's what God can do and bring you out of. Hallelujah to the Lord. Praise the Lord forever. He became my salvation each time.
Yes.
Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Job said in 35 and 10 of his book, God giveth songs in the night.
In the night.
Oh, Jesus, just to praise you and sing to you.
God, pray.
David said in Psalm 42, all thy waves and billows are gone over me. Yet, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. Amen. And in the night his song shall be with me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Oh,
listen close.
Come on.
The Lord will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able. But will with that temptation, that trial, he will make a way for your escape. That you may be able to bear it. To get you through and to bring you out into victory, God will do it.
God will do.
How many's ever heard the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory?
Yeah, it's a song.
If we'll hold on and trust, as Isaiah said, there is a time coming.
Time coming.
When your glory shall consist in the very thing which causes you pain now.
Yes, it be thine. Thank you, Jesus.
Pain, trouble now. But oh, the glory that's waiting.
Oh, the glory. That's right.
I can't hardly wait to get to that glory.
Yes.
Listen. Ask Jacob. It was the season of his lonely night as he laid on the cold, hard ground. A pile of old hard stones for his pillow, for his head. a man on the run from his brother that threatened his life on a kill you, Jacob. Jacob went to sleep in the middle of that lonely night, and he saw a vision of a ladder reaching from earth to heaven. He saw the angels ascending and descending down on the ladder that reached from ground where he was at all the way to heaven. "I haven't forgotten you, Jacob," came the voice of the Lord at the top of the ladder. "I ain't forgot you." Not in the middle of the night. What a dream. God is standing at the top. "I haven't forgotten you, Jacob."
Oh, God.
"I know right where you are, right in the place you are. You are still my chosen. And I've got a plan for you, Jacob, and blessings for you." The Lord said, "Behold, I am with you and will keep you." When he woke up, he said, "Surely the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not." Right when you think God is nowhere around and he don't see you, he's right there working his plan. Jacob will tell you, "The day of my trial was the dawn of my triumph. Victory came to me." He was there the whole time, working something out for me. Come on. Can you say God is always at work? He's got me in his mind, and he's working on the other end. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Surely God was all around me. Man, I didn't know it.
All around.
In the hospital, laying flat of your back, surgery after surgery. Did you ever fight mind battles? Mind battles. Mind battles. God was right there with you all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Look where you are this morning. Over there, hands stretched up, tears, praising him. It feels good to praise him. Oh, I feel the Lord this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to love you and I want to serve you. Praise God.
Thank you. Lord.
Can I tell you this morning, God knows right where you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is there another I can use? Yeah, Joseph. Joseph. How did you ever get to the king's house and the place of honor, Joseph? How'd you do that? As a little 15 or 17 year old boy, I think he's 17 years old. How were you able to feed and save the hungry who were starving? It wasn't an easy road, I'll tell you right now. It wasn't easy, not an easy road. I did know that God's call was on me. But before I ever made it to the palace, I was thrown in a pit.
Yeah.
Where I could not, where my sight was limited, and all I could see was the sides of the pit. Have you ever been there? Why was I thrown in the pit? Then I was brought out and sold as a slave and carried away into Egypt, 5,200 miles from my home, my dad and my loved ones, 5,200 miles. This ain't fair.
Yeah.
The pit wasn't fair.
Come on, what time?
People turning against me, my own family. That wasn't fair. And now I'm a slave. I was lied on. I was mistreated. And for that, I was thrown in prison and forgot about it for 2 years. It looked like my dreams that God gave me would never ever come to pass. Where's God?
Where's God?
Where are you at?
Bless him, Lord.
Where's the dreams that I had? The calling that I had, that you came to me, visited me, and told me and showed me a blessed future? I guess, what happened to it? Where's it at? It'll never come. I'm in prison. when Pharaoh calls for you all to come out to the baker and the butler, says, please remember me and tell Pharaoh about me. Forgot about him. Mm-hmm. You ever feel like you've been forgotten?
Praise God.
But Joseph's on his way to the king's palace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's on his way. He can't see it yet, the full picture of it. Raise your hand. I felt the Lord right here. Hallelujah. Might not see the full picture right now. Might not understand it, but I'm on the way to the palace. I'm on the way. God's going to put me in a position where I can feed multitudes. Come on, I'm talking spiritually this morning. You say, I want the Lord to use me. I want the sweet blessings of God. I want the anointing when I teach, when I preach, when I play music, when I sing, and when I testify. Come on, there's things you go through that strengthens you, and when you get there, you can feed a multitude. Give him a praise this morning. I said you can minister to the sick, to the hurting, to the depressed, to the down and out, and say, I've been there and I know what you're going through and I feel it, but I want you to know the Lord, I can help you and bring you out. Help, praise, give him a wave offering this morning. Hallelujah. David said unto the Lord, sing a new song. I will take my harp and sing a new song. And new in the Hebrew means a freshly anointed song. I believe that we need that freshly anointed song that's birthed out of an experience that says, my God has become my salvation again, again. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes,
glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It becomes your salvation again and again and again and again. Don't let the time element defeat you.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus might be 4 days late, but he's always on time.
Amen. Always on time.
That's right.
Jesus told him about Lazarus. He said, this is for the glory of God.
Bless him in the name.
Nobody sinned to cause this. Jesus loved Mary and Martha, had Lazarus' brother and two sisters.
Yes.
And they felt like they sent him word and said, don't you care? In other words,
Lord, hallelujah.
Our brother Lazarus, whom thou lovest, my Lord, whom thou lovest, he's sick.
Bless him,
come,
Lord.
Jesus, and heal him.
Man.
I know you love him. Jesus stood right there in the same place, I think for 2 days, and another 2 days to travel. 4 days later, Jesus showed up, and Martha went running to him and said, Lord, it's too late. Too late now.
Too late.
He's dead and in the tomb, been in there for 4 days, and by this time he stinketh.
Oh.
Now, there was a rabbinical teaching back then in Bible times that they believed that there was hope. That was the Jews' teaching. That in 3 days they could be whole.
That's right.
He'd still be alive. His spirit was somewhere around. He could still come back in his body, and there would still be hope. So God put that to rest.
Come on, bro.
He waited an extra day, 4 days. They said it was always too late. 4 days. By this time, he stinketh. Decay has set in. Have you ever been into the place you just felt like decay has set in this situation? It's just falling apart, and I can't handle it. It will never be together like it was.
Man, bless him,
Hallelujah.
Come on, bro.
Jesus said, where have you laid him? Mary and Martha's a crying. Said, if you'd only been here, where have you laid him? They took him to that place, and Jesus cried with a loud voice and said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead and wrapped in grave clothes came out of the grave. Hallelujah, still in grave clothes. Come on now. And Jesus said, loose him, unwrap him, and let him go. Can I tell you the glory showed up at that tomb? Well, glory. I'm getting ready maybe to write another book or a big long newsletter. What about the rest of the story? I want to go through the Bible and get different ones that was healed, saved, delivered, or whatever. What happened to them after that? What was the rest of the story? And before they left, can you imagine everybody gathering around? I know that man. I was there when they wrapped him up and put him in that tomb. When they sealed it with a big stone, I know that man. This is a miracle. What is the greatest His glory that God could ever get out of you. It's when things look hopeless, that's when God gets the biggest glory. When God comes through, raise it on ahead. It ain't too late when God comes through. I said it will never be too bad or too bad for the Lord to do.
That's right,
bro. That's right.
Lord, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I can imagine that house is full of people. Man, Lazarus, can you tell us? We want to hear your side of the story. He said, yeah. He said, I was down in Abraham's bosom in the place of paradise in the heart of this earth. He said, I was down there and I was talking to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, and Daniel, and Isaiah, and the prophets of old. He said, we had the best conversation. He said, I was down here in paradise. We were rejoicing. But he said, all of a sudden, from the ground up there, from the surface of the earth, he said, I heard my name. He said, and oh, I knew that voice. He said, that voice has called my name over and over again. Hallelujah. And he said, come up, Lazarus. I'm not done with you yet. Praise him, church. I said, the Lord's going to move, Brother Earl. It ain't too late. Well, praise the Lord. I got more work for you to do. Arise and come up, Lazarus. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd say that house was full of people. Lazarus said, I'm telling, he's called my name before. And I knew who it was. He said, I looked around and I said to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the patriarch and the matriarchs of old, I've got to be going. Well, praise the Lord. He's a calling me again. Come on, there's a fresh anointing. I said there's a fresh call. And there is a time of salvation. It'll come again to you. Amen. Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Look around and see you guys. See you, my Lord. Hallelujah. He said, something drew me. He said, it felt like a magnet pulling me. He said, I felt it a pull of my soul. He said, the first thing you know, he said, I was back in my body. He said, the old stone rolled away. He said, I could see the light of day. And just outside of my tomb, I saw the Son of God. I saw Jesus again. I saw Mary and Martha, my sisters again. I'm telling you, you can do it again.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
I told you we'd get very far.
Bless and mighty God. Bless and mighty God. Thank you, Lord.
So Jesus, down in Egypt, in jail, prison, he said, my feet were fast in stocks and fetters, and the iron was laid to my soul. It's in Psalms. And the iron entered my soul. You can't picture that. Look at that. My feet were in fetters. And the iron, I felt it in my soul. I felt the cold iron like I'll never get out of here. Where's the dreams now?
Bless him.
But in God, the Bible said, the word of the Lord tried Joseph. It's right here that you have gotten saved by, and you have lived by, and you've been blessed by. You will be tried by.
Amen. That's right.
You'll be tried by this. Do you still believe it? Raise your little hand right now. Do you still believe this right here?
Yes, Lord.
You, my Lord.
Oh, God.
I still believe.
Blessed be thy name.
The word of the Lord tried me. And all of a sudden, Pharaoh had a dream he could not interpret. And then they remembered Joseph. Which one got killed? Which one lived? Man, my mind went. Butler or Baker? Baker. I think the Baker didn't he?
Baker got killed. Yeah, Baker died.
All right. Butler lived.
Butler lived.
Yes.
The butler was restored and said, Paul, said, fear not, Pharaoh. Said, man, long time ago.
2 years. 2 years.
Bless him, Lord.
Isn't that amazing how people will forget you?
Come on, brother.
And if we let him, we'll thank God it's for God's.
Blessed be God.
Lord, have mercy, Pharaoh. I mean, a long time ago, I remember Joseph down there in prison. Man, that guy could interpret dreams. And God showed him favor.
Yeah.
He prospered right in that prison.
right.
And everybody, even the soldiers and everything, the guards had such confidence in Joseph, they let him rule some things down there while he was in prison. But man, alive, when he told you an interpretation of a dream, it came too fast. Joseph was a dreamer.
Yes, he was.
And they sent word, Pharaoh sent word and said, bring Joseph out. Your time has come.
Oh, read that, God. Hallelujah.
Your time has come.
Come on, brother.
You're going to be able now
Hallelujah.
To feed people that you never thought that you would ever feed.
Praise
You're going to be God. Able to help the starving and the perishing and the dying. My Lord, you're going to have something in your soul that you can give to them, and you're going to pass it out. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. God's going to do it again.
God.
So to make a long story short, he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams and told there's a big drought, 7-year drought coming, Pharaoh, and you need to take a big, huge cornfields of yours and put up the corn. Get ready for the 7 years of drought. So you could feed the people. Pharaoh did it and obeyed. He had that much confidence. I want to tell you something. God can show you favor right where you are.
That's right.
Right where you are, he can show you favor.
Come on.
Others' questions will be answered in you. You know why?
Amen.
Because you've been there.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you.
I went through it.
Yes.
I went through it.
Amen.
And I can tell you, God didn't forget me.
Yes.
He was conditioning me.
Yeah.
And he's getting ready to use me in a greater measure than I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, I was in a pit. All I could see was mud and mire. Yeah, I was sold and lied on and taken down as a slave. Yeah, I ended up in prison. But look at me now. Hallelujah. I've got old Pharaoh's necklace around my neck. And I'm riding right beside of him in his chariot. God has promoted me in a place of power. And you praise him. God's promotions come in trouble.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord.
He said, it looked like my dreams that God gave me would never ever come to pass. Where's God?
Come to pass.
But, he said, I kept my integrity. Come on now. You have to be faithful on what God has showed you, how he's taught you. You're going to have to hold on to that and be faithful and serve him anyway.
Amen.
He can't promote you. If you turn loose, I kept and I held on to the Lord. I kept right on believing until the word came. God showed me favor and he brought me out with blessings and riches. Listen, if we'll hold on and trust, God's great salvation will come again.
Amen. That's right.
And again.
Yes.
That's right.
It proves itself to save and to rescue over and over and over.
Yeah, Lord God.
I want to say something. You are the very link to your family.
Amen.
Yes.
You're the link to your church. You're the link. You're the link to the people you work with.
You're right.
And if they can't see hope in you,
that's right.
That's right. Yeah.
Come on.
Perfect. Amen.
And if they can't see Jesus in you,
yeah.
I know you're different. And know that you serve God. You're the link. You're the link, my Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
You're right.
If we'll be faithful in our trials, our tears will turn to treasure.
Oh,
our losses will turn to blessings, Brother George.
Amen.
Our pains will give way to praises in the Lord's palace.
Amen.
Yes,
in the Lord's palace.
Thank you, Lord.
I could go on and on with this, Brother Jason. I don't feel like doing it.
Yes, there you go.
I mean, what's come for part four? Part four.
Amen. Amen.
Will you come back next week for part four?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to study people's lives and look at them and look what God has done. Salvation. He's become my salvation again and again and again. I'm going to take you into some places that we're going to put the sandals onto them. We're going to put the robes on.
Thank you.
We're going to walk with them.
Lord.
And we're going to go some places next week.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we are. But we're going to find out just how big and good our God is. If they want to come to the piano this morning. My Lord, would you stand with me this morning? Oh, Jesus, my Lord, I love you. Is there hope for me, preacher? Yes, they are. Yes, they are, ma'am. Yes, they are, sir. There's hope for you. I don't know what your life consists of. I don't know the trouble that you're going through. I don't know where you stand with God. But God loves you, and there's hope for you this morning. Amen. Jesus loves you. He hung on the cross for you, died for you. Listen, the very author of this book is Almighty God. This author sits up in heaven on a throne, and he gave his son for you. He ain't going to forget you now. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. The Jesus of this Bible, Brother Tom talked about, he still saves. He still heals. He's become my salvation. Let's find a place to pray and call on God and ask God to help us. Help us to refocus. Let us look at it in the right angle. Everything in the right angle, God. Everything I'm going through, to view it spiritually. To see and to learn more about you. Come on,
let's pray. Thank you for your blessed word, Lord. Lord, know this morning.
You may be down and feel like God.
You are
somehow forgotten.
You are my salvation.
And you are faced with circumstances you can't get through.
Yes, Lord.
Right now it seems there's no way out.
Jesus.
And you're going under.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
God's screaming, turn.
Cry out to God. God will help you this morning.
He'll take care of you.
Reload it.
The sun and the sea, he is your God.